Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to ChipChat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the SDN NFV World Congress in The Hague. And I am delighted to have Angela Whiteford, Vice President of Marketing and Product Management from Affirm Networks, back in the studio with us. Welcome, Angela.
Thanks for having me back.
It's your second year of SDN NFV World Congress with ChipChat, so thanks for making the return visit. For those of our audience that missed your first interview, can you just do a quick introduction of Affirm Networks and your role at the company?
Sure. Affirm has been in business for about 7 years now, and our claim to fame is that we were the first supplier to come in with a fully virtualized mobile network. You know, it was about 7 years ago, the mobile operators came together and said, mobile data growth is skyrocketing, and the way we're building our networks, we can't cost effectively scale. Mm-hmm. To do this, we got to figure out a different way to do it. So let's do it in software. And they turned around with this architecture that was based on NFV, and Affirm was very fortunate at the time to turn back around and say, here you go, here it is. We have over 60 deployments across the globe right now. We have some very big customers like AT&T, Vodafone, Etisalat, a lot. And we're very excited. These folks are leaders in the industry in making the transition to NFV, and it's been really successful so far.
Now, since the last time you were on the program, the industry has matured, and operators are becoming more sophisticated about their deployments of NFV. But this is a massive transition for these companies. I wanted to ask you what you've learned along the way in the deployments that you just referenced about how NFV is getting integrated and what kind of changes that requires within the organizations that you're working with.
I'm going to hone in on your last point about changes within the organization. That is probably the biggest hurdle that operators are going through right now. They have built their network operations teams around these basic big box appliances and how to configure them, how to manage them, how to look at metrics and performance of them. You've now changed that world completely. And you said, now you're moving to a software architecture. You're running on common hardware. You've got this virtualization layer, this VIM layer. How do you work with that? And I think that that challenge of getting their teams up to speed on this new architecture, how applications are run, how you measure the performance of them, how do you tune your network, is a big hurdle. And it's a big thing that they need to overcome. What we've seen with some of our leading customers is that they've actually asked us to come in and help them on that journey. So yes, we build software. Yes, we build applications. But we also know how to help them build their networks and how to run the networks and what to look for. So you could call it managed services. You could call it system integration. But what we've been doing for operators is coming in, helping them build the architecture, having their teams work alongside so they learn how to build, how to tune. Every application is different, like a mobile packet core application versus a firewall application versus a web services application. They're all different and they all have slightly different hardware requirements. You know, you think you move to virtualization and can just run everything on a common platform. You can't. That's the dirty little secret. You absolutely cannot. If you want the performance and the SLAs that operators need to have, because their goal is, I want to lower the cost of every bit I deliver across my network, you have to tune.
Sure.
And that takes integration and deployment and tuning experience. And we've been bringing that to the teams.
You're basically talking about workload optimized performance for every given workload and every given environment, because I would assume that as you deploy those different functions, you're also deploying them in living and breathing environments within each of these operators.
And everybody has their flavor that they like. And so Affirm has had an opportunity to build our applications and run our applications in all these different flavors. And there's a lot of learnings that come along with that. And we've been able to share those with the operators to say what's best for that optimized workloads, as you said, for the given choice. You know, some people go with best of suite, some people go with best of breed. Many operators are going best of breed. They're saying, look, I like this hardware, I like this VIM, these VNFs, and I want this performance, and I want to be able to have these types of SLAs. Well, that's a tall task.
Yeah.
There's very few people out there who have expertise in it. This is still new for many, right? So we've been able to share a lot of those learnings.
Now, the speed in which operators are moving or feeling challenged to move is accelerating. And
yes,
I think 5G is one of the drivers of that acceleration, or readiness for 5G, if you will. Affirmed is no different in getting ready for 5G. Tell me what you've been introducing to the market.
We have coined this term of a 5G ready network. And what we're offering to operators is this. We're saying, don't wait for 5G. There's a handful of capabilities you can get right now, and you need them right now. And they will be available to you when you start fully deploying your 5G use cases. But things like network slicing, things like embedded probes and analytics, things like automation, cups, control plane, user plane separation, right? You're breaking up that centralized architecture and you're distributing it. You're putting the user plane closer to the edge so you can have lower latency, higher bandwidth type applications. Those are all things that you can get on a 5G ready network or a 4G network right now. And that's what we're offering up. I think the incumbent vendors are doing a disservice to the operators by saying, hey, wait, wait, it's coming. It's coming with 5G. No, you can have it on a 4G network right now, and you should. Every operator says that 4G is not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. They're going to build out the 5G RAN first, and they're going to use their 4G cores. Well, the 4G core that they need to have is an advanced 4G core that gives them all those capabilities. Network slicing, you need it now. If I'm going to go and launch a smart meter service, or I'm going to launch a residential mobile broadband service, I better be able to slice the network, because I'm getting a few cents on the smart meter and I'm getting $40 or $50 on the residential.
Right.
I better tune my network differently to support each of those services. And you can do that with network slicing capabilities today.
And what do you see while you're working with operators about the deployment of these advanced features? Are they on the same page that these are critical things to do?
How it works almost is the journey that Affirmed went through. As soon as you start deploying virtualized networks and virtualized functions, you start realizing, oh, my existing probe is not going to work the way I need it to. An example of this is your VMs are all moving around. Where do you probe the network? Where is the tap that you can actually tap your network when everything is turning into software now and you have virtual machines? So what Affirmed did was we said, okay, there's got to be a better way to do this. Let's embed a probe in every single one of our VNFs. So as your VNFs expand, you know, if you're scaling them, your probes expands as well. And we take advantage of the correlation of the data that's happening in the VNF to give the operator a real-time analytics feed. So you don't have to have a separate appliance. You basically have a function already running inside your VNF that gives you the analytics. Another great example is automation. You've got these environments where you've got legacy physical network functions mm-hmm. and virtual network functions, and you need to stitch a service across them, right? You've got your mobile packet core, you've got a firewall, maybe you have a CPE device at the customer site. How do I stitch that service together in an automated fashion so I can roll it out faster, time to revenue, make mm-hmm. my customers happier, right? That was the concept of automation, and everybody's buzzing about it right now, but we actually came out with an automation product 2 years ago because our customers asked us for it. They said, it's taking me 4 months to onboard an enterprise customer. So we developed the tool. And again, a lot of this is just coming from going through the deployments and realizing where the gaps are, and you've got to fill those gaps with products.
So earlier you talked about the need for interplay between the underlying infrastructure and the custom tuning of software for a particular operator environment, which really lends to you really need to know your ecosystem partners well. Tell me about the importance of the ecosystem working together, and how does Intel Network Builders play into helping facilitate some of those conversations?
There's a few areas that are extremely important in our business. One is performance. Another one is just technology advancement in terms of new capabilities. And in both examples, Intel has helped us directly and then through partnerships. Intel has created great relationships with a number of our ecosystem partners from a hardware standpoint, as well from the virtualization layer. So folks like HPE, folks like Dell, Red Hat, VMware, all critical partners to help us ensure we have the most advanced capabilities in the VNFs that we're delivering and that the entire stack is tuned for the best performance. And virtualization in general, every operator wants their VNFs to perform better than what they have in the legacy world today. And so Intel Builders has been wonderful in bringing us together to focus on particular projects, whether it's benchmarking network performance, looking at new technology capabilities to advance analytics or advance the support of certain types of encryption. Intel has really come to the table for that and helped us, and Intel Builder specifically, in bringing that ecosystem together. Now, if we switch to Intel itself, there's two areas that Intel has really helped us. One, again, is on performance. So right now we're benchmarking Skylake and we're seeing about a 40% increase in performance.
Wow, that's great.
Which is huge.
Yeah.
Another thing we did a little over a year ago is we launched a fully virtualized Wi-Fi gateway. And in that one, we were able to do all IPsec encryption and software. Nobody can do that in the market today. We used Intel's crypto libraries to do that IPsec encryption and software. And what that means is operators can buy a virtualized Wi-Fi gateway, ePDG or a TWAG, and everything is running in software. So it's a less expensive solution than the hardware-based solutions today and running at full performance.
Wow.
And it was really those crypto libraries that helped us, and that was key.
Fantastic. Well, Angela, I'm sure we've piqued some folks' interest. Where would you send them for more information?
Please go to our website, affirmnetworks.com.
Fantastic. It was wonderful having you back on the show again. I hope we do this again soon.
Thanks so much.